Today's class will be given by His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji on Srimad Bhagavatam, verse 4.15.25 onwards. I would like to give a small introduction about Prabhuji. His Grace Shamik Rishi Prabhuji is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Being a doctor by profession, he has done immense services to the devotee community and served the society by donating for lots of projects. Like, for example, he has donated the deities of Philadelphia Temple, and he had made 3,000 sample temple units that serve as altar in the villages. He also served as temple president of ISKCON, New Jersey for 15 years. He is always known for his simplicity and humility. He is now an initiating guru in ISKCON. Hare Krishna Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for giving your valuable association regularly in this Bhakti Sangha conference call. And we are really fortunate to have you on this call, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna, please take
Thank
over
you
this
for
call.
Inviting me. Vancha kalputarubhyasya krapa sindhu bevacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo nama. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we'll be reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 15, text number 25 and 26. That is the end of this chapter, King Prathu's appearance and coronation. So I will just read one verse before that was done yesterday, text number 24. Just the translation, how could an intelligent man, competent enough to possess such exalted qualities, allow his followers to praise him if he did not actually have them? Praising a man by saying that if he were educated, he might have become a great scholar or great personality is nothing but a process of cheating. A foolish person who agrees to accept such praise does not know that such words simply insult him. So there were... This is when Prathu Maharaj was born from Vain's arms by churning the arms, and later on there was personalities that they were praising him, Magad and Charan and different Vandijan, and they were praising him, and he said that, means they knew that he is the Saktavashes avatar, and they were praise him as if he is the supreme personality of Godhead. But those qualities did not appear. So to someone like who does not have the quality, and you ahead of the time you just praise him, somebody is going to the school, oh, you would be a doctor, you would be a barrister, you would be a president of the country, or all these things. So that is like a false praising. It may be a kind of putting him down also. It may be taken in that way, that those are not in him, and you are so somebody may even who is not qualified may praise in such a way, and that may be a flattery, and that may be for some taking certain advantage of the person, or to allure someone, or taking some benefit from the person. It is done all the time in politics and even in the family life also, and oh, I love you, but really that is not there. Or politicians, they promise so many things that you vote me, I will give you such and such things. So in flirting also these things happen. So it's a vidambana. It is not like it should be done in that way, unless those qualities are very much visible. And worshipping Krishna directly, because people did not know about this Prathu Maharaj, but still they were praising, and so they could be awarded certain things, or you could get certain benefit, extract something from them. In Bhagavatam there is verse that Swavid Vara Ustra Kharai Sansuti Pashubi, means these are the kind of people who are, Swa means dog, that they give some dry chapati or some food, and dog just always shakes his tail and serves his master wholeheartedly. Even if he does not feed him, still he lives there where he would go. So he is very much enamored about that, and same thing that happens that you just praise somebody but does not so much so, but you don't get really the politicians, they promise, but nothing happens afterwards once they come to the position. So that does not happen. Vidvaraha, that is a pig like personality, Vidvaraha and sewer. They eat anything abominable, a stool, filth, they just lie down anywhere, and they think that others are. So in that way, these kind of people, they always pray, glorify others for their benefit, but they themselves do not have any qualities. So Vidvaraha, Ustra means Ustra, camel. So camels are, they eat the thorns, and their blood comes from their tongue, from their thorns, sharp points, and they chew them, and then their own blood, they feel that it is the taste from the thorn itself. So they eat more and they get hurt more. So the same thing, the current human being, they somehow in form of like sex life and others, they just so much their own blood that they it comes out, and they think that they are enjoying, but really this is all sharp thorny things. So the people are like that. So their intelligence, their remembrance by this oja shakti that they just in their abhoga, and then it is all drained out, and they could use that for Krishna consciousness and liberate ourselves and also to the society at large. And Kharai, that is the lowest, Ustra has a very low intelligence, but Kharai, that is the S, is even less than that, because just for a small amount of grass, he works all day, and they just carry so much load on their back. But so one time, a free S comes, and then he meets this another S who is serving, some dhobi, a washerman, or bricks, they lift so much bricks on them. And so he says that, why you are working so hard? Oh, I have some malik, and one time he was talking to his daughter would not listen to him or follow instruction. So this dhobi's daughter, he told the dhobi to his daughter that, if you don't listen to me, I will marry you to this ass. So he was telling this ass that I will get promotion and I will get married to this man, and then whole house would be mine, and then I will be like the king. So people make so many propaganda thinking without really taking the reality. And so Prathu Maharaj is also glories are here. So Prathu Maharaj denied that you should not glorify me, because those things have not appeared. When they appear, when you have it, you could talk about that, but don't flatter me. But nonetheless, so many people are praying to him or praising him. So text number 25, Prabhavo Yatmana Stotram Jupsati Vishrutaha Hi Mantha Paramodara Paurusham Vavigarhitam. Translation, as a person with a sense of honor and magnanimity does not like to hear about his abominable actions. A person who is very famous and powerful does not like to hear himself praised. So a person who is already powerful, there is no need for him to propaganda. There is no need that somebody should praise him and then only those things appear. Or he is that. So there is no need for his special dress, his special kind of that somebody has to talk about him, because society just sees it. They cannot just close their eye. So the person who is very powerful and famous does not like to hear his own praises, because those praises are already automatically there. Some people who praise him, maybe they want to take certain advantage. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because he is a Channa avatar, and when people were praising him, you are supreme personality of Godhead, this, that, then he says, Vishnu, don't talk about that. Prabhupada also was putting that, oh, he is God himself, Bhagwan Swayam. But then Prabhupada stopped it. Stop all this nonsense talks. Stop about this whole GBC. He just cancelled that IGBC. I deny GBC. There is no GBC. You all come and meet me. And then he told that this will create a havoc if you put a ordinary person or a human being. Although he was a Sakta or Shesha avatar, which is described in all the literatures. But one cannot put a person, that is our duty to glorify the spiritual master, but you cannot put him in the position of a God himself. Krishna is Krishna, the person, other person are whom he empowered. Even Balramji does not know the minor, he cannot equate to Lord Krishna, although in every aspect he is equal to Krishna. So in that way it is giving us instruction that a very famous, powerful person does not like to hear himself or praise. It may be an insult also. Oh, you are a doctor. But you are already practicing and doing, others are seeing it. So anyway, to newer people to tell, that is all right. But ordinarily, that should not be done just by the example of Prathu Maharaj. But when you are really in a position, then that could be talked about, those things. So text number 26, Vayam tva vidita aloke suta dyapivari mabhi karma bhi kathamatmanam gopayishyama balavat. King Prathu continued, my dear devotees, headed by the suta, now I am not very famous for my personal activities because I have not done anything praiseworthy you could glorify. Therefore, how could I engage you in praising my activities exactly like children? So Sud, Magad, these are the Bandijans. So they were all praying to the Prathu Maharaj. So real prayers are there for the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna, and in place of, rather than talking on King Prathu himself, that you will be reading the next chapter, Praise of King Prathu, by the professional reciters. So, but we will read about Krishna himself and discuss about that. So Madhurya, the sweetness, that is Bhagavata Sar, the sum and substance of Bhagavata, that is Madhurya, the sweetness. So Krishna is very, very sweet, but he develops this sweetness completely, Purnatam, Purnatanta, or Purnatam, Purnatartha, or Purnata. So Vraja Krishna Sarveshwarya, Prakasya Purnatam. So in Krishna, he is completely like in Vraja, because there is his sweetness also increases in the relationship to the devotees, like devotees' reciprocation with him. So Radha and Krishna together, that is the complete form, and then that also increases. That Radharani wants to serve Krishna, and Krishna's madhurita increases more and more. And Krishna's madhurita increases, then Radharani becomes very pleased and she wants to serve more. In that way, that competition is there, going on from time immemorial. Puridvaye paravyome purnatar purna. So in Puridvaye, two puris, Mathura and Dwarka, that is his purnatar. And paravyome is all the Vaikuntha loka, his purna. So purna, purnatar, and Purnatam. So Krishna is Purnatam in Vrindavan, in Vraj or Gokul, because his sweetness increases more and more. It is full of sweetness and opulence also. But then there is lower sweetness, becomes gradually reduced in Mathura and Dwarka and in Paravyom. So Sri Krishna's qualities are unlimited, anantata. Sri Krishna guno ki anantata. And this is all from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Eimat Krishna erdik sadguna ananta. That Brahma, Shiva, Sanakadi na paya jaranta. That Brahma, Shiva and Sanakadi, four kumaras, they cannot, even they are the topmost, like Brahma is the topmost intelligent person of the universe. But they also cannot know, they cannot get the end of his qualities, of his sweetness. So Sri Krishna, just like the Sri Krishna's Leela or Ananta अचिंत्य अनंत मीन्स अनएंडिंग अचिंत्य इनकन्सिवेबल दुर्निर्णय यू कैन नॉट डिसाइड व्हाट काइंड ऑफ लीला इज दैट एंड इट इज कंप्लीटली दिव्य दिव्य मीन्स अप्राकृत इट इज नॉट मटेरियल सो देर हैज टू बी वी कैन नॉट अंडरस्टैंड द स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिटीज इट इज नॉट ईजी टू नो नो बडी कैन नो वॉट स्पिरिचुअल क्वालिटीज आर एंड वी विल टॉक अबाउट दैट पार्ट सो And these are all his energy, swarubhut, guno se aap guni hai. Swarubhut means it is there in his swarup, it is in his own, like swarup shakti. Swarup shakti that it is built in, it's innate. Like fire has its swarup is to be heat and light. So the same thing, the swarup of Krishna, these all the qualities, all the dhams, all the places, all the opulences, it is, they are all divya or transcendental, nothing of any material qualities. The prakrat grun, the material qualities are here. It's very, very low, very abominable. Gunatman means he is the gunatma because aprakrat gun, like by telling aprakrat gun, that is all. So he is his atma is gun, means it is all swarup, swarup shakti. So Sri Krishna ki qualities is unending and it is an unending in Vachitri. I mean so many variegatedness is there. And in Mahatmya and its greatness is also ananta, unending. So here in this word Sukalpa, Sukalpa means Sankarshana Adi, like one can say there are so many atoms on the earth. And in between the atoms, there is also, there is Paramatma, the expansion of Krishna. So one may be able to count that. One may be able to count snowflakes, what is for time immemorial snow is falling, and one may be able to count that, or one may be able to count, say, the sand particles. And even more finer than that is the all the sun, and there is so many rashmis, there are millions of suns in each brahmanda, and there are rays of the sun, and there are particles in that rays, and this is so fine rays, and even one can count those in case in somebody, but although it is not possible to count, but it's still the Krishna's glories, Krishna's qualities is unending, nobody can count that. Brahmadik Rahu Ananta Shastra Vadan. Brahmadik means Brahma by his four mouths, Shiva by his Panchancha Mukha, and Sankadi, that is each four Kumaras, his four mouths. So it's a, even these people cannot glorify completely to Krishna or his qualities to there, but even Shastra Vadan, thousands of hoods of Ananta Dev, and from Anadikal, from time immemorial, his glorifying and doing some kirtan, but he cannot find the end of Krishna's qualities. And one may say that how much it could be, but we cannot conceive that with our present material mind. So we should not be talking that. Seho Rahu Sarvagya Shiromani Krishna Nija Guner Antanapai Hayata Shatran. That Shahastravadan Ananta, forget about him, but even Sri Krishna also do not know the end of his qualities. One may say, if he is, does not even know the end of his qualities, how he is Sarvagya, how he is unknown. But just like man does not have the horns on his head, there is no astitva of that horns. It's not there. So one cannot really say that, one has to know that man has no horn. It's all. If something is not there, you cannot tell him that he is incompetent. He does not know that there is no. It's not there. So Krishna does not know his ananta glories. And if he says that he does not even know, we cannot put him he is ignorant of his own qualities, because those does not exist that anybody can measure that. So we cannot just by saying this. That he does not know even own glories, it does not diminish his all knowing property or all knowing quality. So in his Rome coop, Krishna molecules, so many brahmands, they are floating and moving around. And one may say, what this brahmand, not only brahmand, but brahmand has so many coverings, earth, water, fire, air, ether, one each 10 times bigger than that. Then there is mind, intelligence, ego, that is 8. But then there is a mahatattva, and beyond mahatattva is this material, the beginning, like, so those all are there, like 10 layers, each 10 times bigger than other. So those are there, and they are all just floating in his room coop. So one can just say, although he's just one person, like a 6 feet, 7 feet, but how all this in his room coop this could come? So that is demonstrated when Brahma, what day, one day, when like Brahma, when he saw Prakrat, Aprakrat Shasti, Kail Ekshane, Ashesha, Vaikuntha Jade, Swaswanathasane. So we could just see that Leela, at one time, Brahma, he hid Gwalbal and Vatsa, the Go Vatsa, he hid in a cave. And then Sri Krishna, when he saw that none is there, then by his achintya, inconceivable Aishwarya, that is opulence, by his energy of this opulence, then he, everyone that he produced, exactly the same. His cloths, his the children's vetra, venu, so many, and then, so there were so many govatsas are there, and so many his friends were there, and in each one of them, their vetra is like a stick, venu, dal, shrang, dal is like venu made of the some leaf, shrang, like shranga is, but they are also all trans, they were not material, all these things, shranga, vastra, keyur, kundal, all the alankar, they are all, and that, they also have so many, and they were all Vishnu tattvas. So Anant Koti, Brahmanda, Anant, they are all even in this. So that is the Vrindavan Apurva Mahima. And Krishna showed that all these things to Brahmaji right in that small space of Vrindavan. Vrindavan is 16 mile or 16 kosa, 32 mile radius. And the place where he was grazing, so that is also much smaller. But in that place, because that place is not material, that place which we just, Vrindavan or Vraj, we cannot see with our current eyes. You are as if just floating on the, like clouds. We really do not enter the Vrindavan, and we have to have that kind of eye, premanjana churita vilochanena. Then only we can see, because we have no prem, no love for Krishna. So we cannot see. And in all the Brahmandas, his Leela is going on continuously. Only in some Leela that you remove your curtain, and then only that much Leela you could see. Otherwise, that Leelas and all the activity happens simultaneously in Golok Vrindavan and all the Brahmandas, all the universes, and all the Leelas, they go on continuously. Just like a Alat Chakra, if you take a stick burning and then you move it fast, then you see it as if it is continuous. But it is some station. The wood that you move is has certain station, but it looks continuation. So same thing, that Leelas are going on continuously from time immemorial in all the places. Ek ek gopakare je vatsa charan koti arbut padma shankatahara ganan. That padma vetra, that is the wooden stick, venu, that is 12 finger long, and that is 6 holes in that. Dal means that is also from the leaf they make a vanshi. And shanga, that is a vadyantra, they blow on the shanga. It is made of the buffalo horn, which has a golden on the end and in the top and the end. And in the middle, there are ratna, that is so many jewelries are there. So many ratnas are there. So all this, so many Gop Kumar, they all had all that Gop Kumar and cows, and because they were all Krishna. So Sabai Hel Chaturbhuj Vaikunthera Pati Prathak Prathak Bhammadera Brahma Gare Stuti. When Brahma all saw that, so all this Sakha, Vatsa, Venu, Vetra, Dal, Shang, Vastra, they were all Chaturbhuj Vishnu when Brahma saw that. And this all the Vishnu, all these are, and then so many Brahmas, they were praying these obeisances. And they were praying with this, not only Brahma, but so many other demigods are coming and touching their crowns at the lotus feet of all these Vishnu Tattvas. They are all expansion from Krishna. Eka Krishna Deh Haiti Sabar Prakashe, Shanek Sabar Sei Sharir Praveshe. So Brahma saw that and they all entered back into Krishna's body. So how anybody can imagine what Krishna is? Like even Prabhupada's qualities, we do not even know that how he could just spread Krishna consciousness in such a short time. How we could know about Krishna? It's impossible. So only we have to just surrender and serve him with wholeheartedness, thinking that what he is, and our duty is to just serve him wholeheartedly. Ehi dekhi Brahma hela mohit vismit. Istuti kari ehi pache karil nishchit. Then he is doing his istuti, or praying to the Lord to please forgive him, that he wanted to test the Supreme Lord. Je kahe Krishner vaibho mui, si Brahma is saying, mui sab jano, se jano kaya mane mui ehi mano. Ehi tomar ananta vaibha marat sindhu, mor vang mano gamya nahe ek bindu. Vang mahe gamya, vakya and man ke gochar, or knowing by the mind, it's not possible in Bhagavatam also that somebody may say that I know Krishna. Like people say, I know Bhagavad Gita. I know means every time you will read, you will get a different meaning and you will get more and more realization. But we think, oh, I know. And anybody, oh, you are reading Bhagavad Gita, I know all that. So we have to read it again and again to understand the deep meaning. What these are Krishna's words. His words, he himself is not different. It is all transcendental. He does not speak material talks. So we should try to read and understand more and more as much as possible to absorb and to develop our relationship with Krishna. So in Bhagavatam, about Brahmaji is saying, Jananta eva janantu, if somebody says, I know, kim bhavkya, bhavkya na prabho, manaso vapuso vacho, vaivam tava gochara. So Brahma is saying to Sri Krishna, that if somebody is saying that I know Krishna's mahima, let them know. I do not want to unnecessarily discuss, but Prabhu, your glories, your mahima is not at agochara, means not known by my mind, by my body, by my vakya, by my speaking. I cannot. It's avarnaniya. I mean, so why we say avarnaniya? Because we do not have the special power of the literature or tongue that we could describe that. And it's ananta, so it cannot be completed by the tongue, even if you go on completing. So Brahma is Veda Garbha. Nobody is as intelligent as Brahma in this material world. But he says that manovakya agochara, that so Krishner Mahima Rahu Keva Bhav Gyata Vrindavanasthir Dekh Ashcharya Vibhuta. So when he was in Vrindavan, that was such that he was very much amazed. And he just paying his obeisances and becoming overwhelmed with love for Krishna, he went back to his place. Asim Ananta Sarva Vyapak Vibhu. So what he showed, and when Brahmaji, like when he went, Brahma, to the Lord's place in Dwarka, then he called all these people and Brahma and all this. So it is really like this Brahmanda were not material. They were expansion from Krishna. What the Brahmanda showed is not material. Bhagavatera e shloka padila apane artha asvaditi sukhe karena vyakhyane. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when Sriman Mahaprabhu, then when he heard about, or when somebody is describing to him, then Krishna's like ocean, agad, par, aishwariki, then he really just remembering that all the pastimes, so his mind and this, they were just swimming in the ocean of Krishna's glories. One time, Krishna killed by his two Kansa, and he made Krishna's father, like Krishna's maternal grandfather, Ugrasen, is the king. And so someone like this Duryodhana's daughter was like with Krishna's grandson and Aniruddha. So they imprisoned this Aniruddha ji. And so Balaram ji just went, and then this Duryodhan is saying that, oh, they are under us, and Hastinapur is the samrat, and this place Dwarka is under us. We have given them to, and he is not even a king. But there is no need to glow. Means Krishna owns everything, practically everything is, you see, is Krishna. So such a kind of fool, how they could describe? So he's asamartha. There is nobody is equal to him, nobody greater than him. And he was comparing to a mere king, Ugrasen, or a mere himself, he is comparing that I am the samrat and you are all under me. So when he told like this Duryodhan, then Balaram ji put up his plow and then wanted to drown the whole Hastinapur into the Yamuna river. And then he came to his senses. Then he brought his daughter and Aniruddha ji, and then he married and gave. So we do not understand completely the glories of the Supreme Lord. And so Parameshwar Krishna Swayam Bhagwan Thate Bad Tarsam Keho Anijan, that Param Krishna, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigra Anadhira Adhir Govinda Sarva Karana Karanam. So this is in place of Prathu Maharaj, and he was a Shaktavashes avatar. What Shaktavashes avatar is, that he has that certain jiva soul could get certain shakti that they could take from Krishna. And it's a different according to the different people. Just like Parushuram ji is Shaktavashes avatar, or this Prathu Maharaj, or Vyasadeva is a literary incarnation of Krishna, but they are not Krishna. And they should not accept anybody if they have certain glories or certain thing that they could do. We should not accept everybody that he is the personality of Godhead. Godhead, Krishna, is completely different than any one of his. Even Balaramji did not know that for 1 year, all this Gopal and and Vatsas are cow, calf, they are all Krishna himself. Only at the last end of the day, when Brahma came, after almost a year, when he went back and he wanted to see what is happening, then Balaramji knew. Because they had so much affection, they were holding, they were grazing the cows, but these big cows, they jumped down many, many, whole mountain, and then they were leaking their children and giving them milk and smelling their body. And then when the Gopal became very angry, it means Gopkumar, the parents, then they also came down and seeing their sons, they also with so much affected with love, because everybody loves Krishna. We don't know, we are covered. Everybody is, because we are all part of Krishna. But somehow we have forgotten that, and this is because of our different desire. This is the desire that brings us into the material world. And so our desire should be pure to go back home, back to Godhead, play with Krishna. This is Krishna's play, because he wants to expand his playful mood, his sweetness. So naturally you could play with somebody that you are related to. A man gets married, has children, and naturally this, to expand his anant pyas, to reciprocate, and if he participates, he becomes very happy in his loving relationship in any form or shape, in Shantaras, Dasharas, or Vatsalyaras, or Madhuryaras, or in any of these or friendship, any of the ras one can be engaged in, so many other seven secondary rasas, because he is rasovaisa, and he wants to exchange the rasa, and we could get only that rasa, real ras, within relation to Krishna. We cannot get any bliss. This material world is really a kind of illusory. It is not really correct. We are just dreaming or thinking in our mind, but neither we are enjoying nor we are anywhere unless we go to our real place, real home, and enjoy with Krishna. Just we may try whatever way it's possible, but it's not possible to satisfy the soul. It may be absence of some problem, some disease or something, and we think I'm happy, but it is bodily happiness. But in core we are the soul, part and parcel of Krishna. So unless the soul has a relationship with Krishna, connection with Krishna, we can't be happy. So thank you so much. Tomorrow you will be able to read Pratham Maharaj's praises by the so many reciters, that they praise him and he rules the earth for a certain time. But that's a Shakta or Shesha avatar. And in the material world, you should not put anybody as Shakta or Shesha avatar. That is foolishness. Are the Krishna himself, and they worship him and leave behind the real Krishna, who is asamartha. Nobody is equal to or greater than him. So we should not worshiping anybody other than Krishna or Krishna's swarup shakti or expansion from him, like Lord Ram or Narsimha. So they are Krishna, he come, but only those things are manifested as much as needed for that particular pastime. Like we are going in there is a movie director, and the director assigns certain jobs to somebody. So that is assignment of the job that you do, although it is the same person, and if it is needed, he could do all things as if he is in the real self, but they are restricted to do all these things. If somebody is saying, say, it, a hero and heroine, but later on he cannot claim that this heroine is my wife. He will get bitten on his face if he does that. So all other incarnations are just playing their roles, but in his home, he is the personality or Krishna in Golok Vrindavan or in Vraj Dham. And that's where his sweetness is more and more and more. So we should worship Radha and Krishna and try to understand them and develop our relationship with them. Thank you. Hare Krishna, you can unmute, and if there is any comments, questions or corrections, we can discuss.
Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for the nice lecture.
Thank you, Radharavan Prabhu. You have come back, I'm very happy.
I'm also very happy, Guru Maharaj.
Okay. I thought you came and I did not speak with you, so let me just call and remind you about this. Any further discussions?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for the very wonderful class.
Thank you.
I would request devotees, if they have any questions, they can ask now.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Please accept my humble obeisances. All goes to Srila Prabhupada.
Yes, Sundarananda.
I joined a little late, Prabhu. I started when you were reading the first verse, 25th verse. One question I had was, while I was reading this verse, I was thinking, how can I personally cultivate not expecting appreciation and glorification or like that. What can I do what can we do to be in that mood, not to expect respect, not to expect any kind of appreciation like that, Prabhu? Maharaj?
Yeah, it's a good question. We just should, if we live simply and simple, rather than show up and expect that people, most of the time in the material world, see, spiritually that is all right. Prabhu Maharaj did not show that he is the Shakta Avashes Avatar or anything. He was just born from the churning of this veins, arms. So, and then they started appreciating him. But sometimes this glorification, that people want to take advantage of that and want to take some material benefits. But if one lives simply, and if it, people, they talk about you or anybody, that's all right. But don't show that, yes, I am that. Then you die, you just stand up and show, oh, that is my quality. So it should not be in your words, or it should not be on your expression, or, oh, that is my glory, I'm great, and act like that with some pride. So if you are simple, prideless, then that is all right. You should not take that is all for me. Everything really comes from Krishna. So it goes to your Guru Maharaj, then his Guru Maharaj, so all the way it goes to ultimately to Krishna in the parampara. So glorious is only Krishna. We are just his ansha, our part and parcel. So how much like somebody saying, oh, he's a president of the country, then Prabhupada was saying that he may be a president, but what that country, that one man? There are millions of universes in a spiritual world, forget about that. But in this university, there are so many, this planetary system, and in one planet like Earth, a planet, there are so many countries, and like 250 countries, and then of one country you may be a president, but how big it could be, that post, in comparison to all the universes, billions of universes. So if we think in that way, that is saying, but I am nothing really in that relation. I am not even a little dot even on the whole earth. If you make it like a paper, and on earth, how big is our position? So for us, we should feel that I am very lowly, I am nothing really, and we should surrender that only in that mood. Tranada pisuni chena, taro iva saishunana, amane na manadena, kirtanya sadhari. Only in that way that we can chant sincerely with our heart. Otherwise, it is not possible with having that somebody is telling me, I am so learned, I am so educated, I am so rich, I have so many qualities, so many people are expressing that, so I must be like that. Then one cannot chant in humble state of mind.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you so much, Maharaj.
Okay, thanks a lot for asking this nice question.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Hare
Krishna
Maharaj. Maharaj, I have a gentle question. Like sometimes devotees pray to the Lord for their material desires also. Like other things are okay. Like everyone, like many people, they try to doubt it. But doctors sometimes, if they pray for, I should get patient. But maybe for him, it is for a doctor, it will be okay. But how to understand that? Like basically, if he is praying that I need, let more patients come, indirectly it is like many people let them get sick. So what should be the
that is his profession, so they have to advertise just to do their, they have with so much hope, they have gotten this degree of MD, and so they are, so that is there all over. We also, spiritually, like we spread Krishna consciousness, we also do that. You come to our temple, join our group. But if it is the ultimate aim is to serve Krishna, then that is all right. But if it is ultimate aim is to get more money, enjoy more, and become famous. So that is, so it depends on the mentality of the person. Why somebody is doing that? Doctor is doing that to earn more money and enjoy as much as he can. And as devotee is doing that, but it is for serving Krishna, then that is not the same as you are giving the example of a doctor or any another businessman. There are so many billboards, and we also put that, yes, there is a Prabhupada put in that, there would be three, it is a week, there would be Bhagavad Gita, and I will give these classes on this and this. So there is nothing wrong in that, because we have to bring people ultimately to the lotus feet of Krishna by our prachar. So any prachar, any advertisement, anything of the temple that we write, and so many literatures, so that should be done. Because we are his children, and we have to glorify the Lord, and we have to take everybody back to Krishna's side. But doctor is doing with a wrong, different motive. Devotees are doing with a different motive. So both are not the same.
Oh, okay, Prabhuji. So now I understand. So even if a devotee is praying like this, and if it is for the service of Krishna, then it is okay.
Right.
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Hare Krishna, if anyone has any questions, they can ask. Okay, if no more questions, we will pay our obeisances to Maharaj and all the Vaishnavas. Vancha kalpatarubhyascha kripasindubhyascha patitanam pavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo namo. Krishna Vrindakita. Prabhupada ki jai. Krishna Swami Krishna Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much for giving your valuable time. Thank you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.